Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Like I said yesterday, Paul's just reiterating, like, don't play if you don't want to play.
And Chris Ello.
Guys are fresh and we need them with the lead.
Craig, did we keep, did I miss you there? Did we?
I don't know, did I finish?
I guess you finished.
Yeah, I finished, sorry.
My bad.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hour number two, 4:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello. I want to thank Scott Miller of the New York Times once again for coming on and hanging with us for about 15, 20 minutes. It was a good conversation about baseball. Hey, Chris, did you watch the Thursday night football game last night?
I did.
Yeah.
I watched it on DVR after the baseball game, and I didn't hear the score, so... I watched from start to finish. Did Antonio Brown play?
He did. He had about nine catches, about 93 yards and a
touchdown.
Yeah.
According to the producer of our program, Matt Scraby, it wasn't really a big game.
He didn't do much. I think he said 15 points.
Only 15 points in his league.
Yeah, that's not.
Which is exactly why Scraby traded him, because he's not very productive.
15 points, that's just
not productive. You guys do realize that it's only been like a week since the trade. I told you already that I expected him to score well against the Dolphins, which he did.
He scored well last night, which he did.
This is a different week, though.
And he'll keep scoring well, which he'll do. Anyway.
More importantly, you know, this is what, in terms of fantasy, when we're talking about wide receivers, you got to look at targets.
13.
Not only did he have nine catches, he had 13
targets.
Yeah,
but a lot of those are like a couple of those at least. I saw Tom Brady just throwing out of bounds just to try to expand the field a little bit.
Oh,
would you not want a guy on your roster with 90 receiving yards and a touchdown? Is that not good enough for you?
No, that would be okay.
Are you so good that you don't need people like that?
He said that would be okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't help me at my running back position. Well, so
either of the guys you traded for.
It's been 1 week, Chris. Chris is the guy who thinks he knows everything about fantasy football.
It's not just Chris. It's me too coming at you about.
Well, yeah, but you're not as annoying as Chris. Just being honest. Chris has been the one walking into the prep room and just starting with something about my trade. And I'm like, what is going on last 2 days?
You know, that trade was
it made sense in our league because, running backs get more points for touchdowns.
I get the premise of why you did what you did, but the execution
upset?
Because I want to
see Latavius Murray.
I don't want to see you in a tutu having
starter.
To run a half marathon.
I already have to do that.
But that's because you
so
keep
that running, happened in 2019.
You're going to have to run another one.
You keep making trades
you
like
know
this.
What? At the end of the day, I'm the guy who never makes trades and just sits there and my team just sucks all
year.
So
you were trying something different.
I was trying something new.
Do running backs really get more points for touchdowns in your league than a receiver does?
They get more points.
What kind of league is that?
because our, like even our quarterbacks get 4 points in this league. It's a really weird scoring league.
Well, in our league, a quarterback gets 4 points, but the receiver gets 6 for a touchdown.
Right.
No, I'm saying that a receiver running back gets 6, also but we don't get any points for any catches. So if I was in our league, in the ESPN league,
you're saying you would not have made this
I would deal. Not. No, because AB picks up 10 points just in catches, or 9 points just in catches last night.
Yeah.
So catches don't matter to me. Don't matter to anyone in the league.
Well, we'll check in again next week after.
Well, Trey Sermon's on bye, so you can't make fun of him.
I'm saying next week.
We're not making fun of anybody. We're just pointing out the fact that Antonio Brown had a good game last night, so much so that as a Chris Godwin owner over here in my league, I'm getting a little irritated with Antonio Brown because Tom Brady is looking in his direction all the time.
Well,
and I want to remind Tom that Chris Godwin is also on the roster.
You know,
throw a couple in his direction, please.
You know, this is a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
If you don't have a good record, you won't get to run the marathon.
He had a good week his first week, and I was very happy with the output. What did you follow that up with? A catch for 17 yards.
That's his only
What did he follow
week,
that up
though.
With? Nothing, because he had COVID. What did he follow that up with? Like 7 catches for 60 yards. That's not good output. Then he's had the last 2 games, he's been good. Once I traded him. And that is why he's been good, is because now I've rid him of my bad juju.
Just for the record, in our league with Antonio Brown,
he's scoring well.
24-2. No, nothing, because he missed COVID. Yeah, 13, 32, and 24.
See, that 13 was like a... How many catches did he have in that game?
He had 7.
So that 13 was a 6.
You could use 6 points.
I can get 6 points if Miles Sanders would carry the ball.
If Miles Sanders would carry the ball. All right, I'm going to leave you alone.
I have been over this trade a million times in my head. And I think in the end I'm going to win out.
Do you know why you've been over it a million times?
Because you guys know how to get in my head. But I'm
pretty
sure. Or because
you're second guessing yourself.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm going to, in the end of the year, in our league scoring, I'm going to win out.
You're
going to
make us have an update on this every week now. Because we're going to...
I don't think it's... I think everybody already... like when.
Well, let's be honest. If Latavius Murray even gets a sniff of the goal line Sunday against the Chargers... Then Scraby's going to go
crazy.
You know
who the best rusher is, right?
I almost said Latavius Murray. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
But Latavius Murray is the starter. And so he gets the goal line
carries.
He can
start all he wants.
I don't care if he has 150 yards rushing. If he grabs 2 3-yard touchdowns, I'm good with that too.
Good luck with that.
I just need that because Miles Gaskin's going to probably get me 0 points this week. And now Nick Chubb's out too. So now I am in big trouble.
Okay, let's get to this.
You see what happens when I do this?
I had to bring it up because...
You knew I was already fragile.
You were pretty adamant that it wasn't going to go down the way it went down, and it went down.
Antonio Brown's going to get in trouble somehow. So
that could be true, but I don't know. He's in Tom Brady's. He's around
true.
Tom Brady or staying with Tom. So it's probably
him
all
right. and Tom have bunk beds.
All right, here we go. Chance to qualify for the Vegas trip, 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino, a round of golf for 2, and $150. Food and beverage credit. It's Vegas, baby. All right, let's go.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scraby, if you're capable and calm down, can you give us the rules?
You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong, Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win.
Let's get to our first contestant on this Friday afternoon. Chase, welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
Chase dropped.
Chase dropped right okay, as go. We were coming.
Ah, Chase, you missed an opportunity.
We're going to Joseph. Joseph, welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's
Joseph,
up?
Are you a first-time player?
Oh, no, I'm not.
You know. All right, Joseph, here we go. First question. Which two teams played in last year's NLCS?
Last two teams, well, it was the Dodgers and I'll go with the Brewers.
Dodgers, Brewers. Ah, that is incorrect.
No, sorry, Joseph. Dodgers Braves. It's a rematch this year. Yeah, yeah. Same two teams.
It did start with a B, though, Joseph. I will give you that much.
Sorry, Joseph.
It actually started with a BR.
Even better.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's go to our next contestant, Steve. Welcome to Gwen and Chris. Happy Friday to you.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi,
what's up?
Here we go.
Hey, Steve.
First question.
How are you doing, Steve?
I'm good. I didn't get screened, so I didn't know that I was on the list.
You're on the list, baby.
Well, let's get after it, Steve.
<All right. laughs>
Steve, how many yards is the penalty in the NFL for a chop block?
15.
You're into the second round, my friend. Question number two. Where did Portland Trailblazer point guard Damian Lillard attend college?
This might be a three.
But it's in the two section today.
It is. Now that I hear it out loud, no one knows this.
USC.
He's a Trojan. He's not a Trojan.
I don't know.
The only reason I know this is because they played the Aztecs in the first round of the NIT.
He was on
the team as a freshman, Weber State.
Sorry about that, Steve. I apologize for that, Steve.
I was at the game, so I remember him.
Where is Weber State?
Utah.
Oh.
Don't ask
never
what city.
Never would have guessed.
Neither would I.
I would have said, like, Louisiana or something.
Let's go to our next contestant, Ryan. Ryan, welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you.
Ooh, Ryan is on four.
Ryan, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Let's go. First question.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. I think it was a user error.
He's talking about me. Ogden, Utah
for Weber State.
Ogden, that is where the Brewers rookie ball team used to be.
And that's where your dad got thrown out of a game one time against Utah because they played the series at the minor league ballpark in Ogden. And he, on a Sunday afternoon, drive down the third baseline that was foul. They called it fair. 3 runs scored. Your dad was sent back to the hotel because there was no clubhouse for him to go to.
My dad had a little snap in him every
well,
once
he
in a while.
Deserved it on that one. That was he was right.
All right, first question, Ryan. Before the NBA team in Charlotte returned to the Hornets, what was their team name?
I want to say the Bobcats.
I want to say you are correct.
Winner.
Nice work.
Well
take
done.
You, take
Terrible
it back
name.
To the Adam Morrison days right
oh,
there.
Oh, man. Even worse time for that team.
Let's go.
Orange uniforms, which just didn't
Orange
work.
And blue.
No, yeah.
Didn't
it,
work.
It didn't work at all. All right. Question number two.
Jason Richardson was on that team, too. Jay
Rich. Was he?
Yeah.
I don't remember him on there.
Later in his career.
In the Indiana Pacer logo, there is a P with an object.
What is the object?
What is the object?
It's basketball.
Ooh. Hey, nice work there. It is a basketball.
Very observant.
On to question.
I'm not a basketball guy, so this is
this is crazy.
Yeah, you got two straight basketball questions.
Here we go. Question number three. In 2002, there were two pitchers to strike out 300 batters in one season. Name both.
That's a tough one. David Wells.
Boomer.
And I'll say Roger Clemens, because I don't really know anyone else to say.
Oh, Roger Clemens.
Good guesses.
That's
probably who I would have guessed.
Yeah,
hello, you want to give an attempt here?
Well, I'll give it an attempt, but that's a pretty tough one. I'll say Justin Verlander. What year?
02.
That might be before Justin Verlander. Well, let's see. Max Scherzer. No, he wasn't an O2. What is this? 21?
This is 2000.
God, that's 20 years
this is
20, ago.
2021, yes.
19.
Yeah, I got no shot. I those are my two guesses, so I'll just go ahead and
Justin
give you
that. Justin Verlander
one.
And Max Scherzer.
Yeah, I don't have any idea.
We have ourselves a winner. Congratulations, Ryan. The answer, the big unit, and Curt Schilling.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, very good.
300, that's a lot of strikeouts in a season.
Didn't realize, sure. Hang on there, Ryan, I'm going to get you in the break. Didn't realize that Randy Johnson did that 5 straight seasons.
Yeah, I mean, he did it on partial, he being a unicorn, A, And B, he intimidated everybody. He was like 6'11". He was releasing the ball like...
Didn't he just drop the ball over
like
the plate?
He was just putting it in the catcher's glove is what it felt like.
That's insane.
I assume, because I never actually got a chance
to say. He also destroyed a bird in spring training one time.
Oh, my gosh. Do you realize the bad luck for that bird to be flying in the flight of his baseball at that time?
Fastball.
Just feathers everywhere.
That bird's number was up.
Yes, it was.
I must say.
Indeed. All right. That is all for Chris versus the Fan. Congratulations to Ryan. Hang on the line there. Mr. Scraby will get you here in a second. We're going to take a break. When we come back, maybe I give Scraby some more crap about his trade. Maybe we talk a little more playoff baseball as we're about 45 minutes away from first pitch in the ALCS. This is Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's some traffic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well done by Ryan. He takes down Chris versus the Fans today. Qualifies for a chance to go to Las Vegas. We'll play again on Monday, 4 o'clock. Always an opportunity for you to qualify for a great prize and to have some fun with trivia. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, 4:21 on this Friday afternoon. Some NFL news and notes for you heading into the weekend. Big one this afternoon, Seattle Seahawks putting quarterback Russell Wilson on the injured reserve list. That puts him out until at least week 10. And even worse news for the Seahawks, running back Chris Carson also goes on injured reserve.
That's not good.
No. So the Seahawks down their starting quarterback and their top two running backs, because I believe Rashad Penny is still hurt as well. Pete Carroll said, actually, Rashad Penny is eligible to come off the IR next week, so he will not be able to play this week. Alex Collins was the running back starter in the last game for Seattle. Geno Smith gets another shot at quarterback Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Folks at Sunday Night Football have to be ecstatic about this news because obviously Russell Wilson versus Ben Roethlisberger was the big showdown selling point.
Now you mean that Roethlisberger and Geno Smith isn't the same?
Not quite the same. You know what? And Roethlisberger's hardly a selling point himself at this point. Although, you know, he came back with a pretty good effort last week against Denver.
He did.
And I mean, I'm not ready to ship
Denver
him off.
By the way, Denver had like one of the top-rated defenses coming into that game, too.
Yes, but they also opened the season with the Giants and the Jags and the Jets, and they went 3-0, and people were like, are the Broncos for real? And I'm like, come on. You know, maybe they are, but at least let them beat, you know, a team with more than zero wins. The other big news today, the Philadelphia Eagles, losers of last night's Thursday night game to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, blamed it all on tight end Zach Ertz. Well, I don't know if they did, but they traded him anyway to the Arizona Cardinals for a fifth-round pick. And, boy, I tell you, a fifth-round pick in the NFL must be the biggest deal in the world.
It seems like everybody goes for a
fifth-round
pick.
Everybody gets traded for a fifth-round pick. I mean, this is a Pro Bowl tight end. I'm not saying he's in the prime of his career, but Still, I mean, he's a pretty decent player. Philadelphia also got back a cornerback, Tay Gowan. So, fifth-round draft pick, boy, that's big news for the Philadelphia Eagles. I can tell you, from the Dolphins' perspective, as a team that had like 9 number one picks the last 2 or 3 years, hardly any of them are good.
So right? maybe the trick is getting into the fifth round.
God, I mean they got you know one guy after another, and they're just every one of them's a failure. So
by the way, just completely off subject.
Yes,
Mattress Mac, he stands to make $36 million if the Astros win the World Series. It would be the biggest win in sports betting history. He's got a shot still.
How much did he have to put down to be in this position? He probably had to
that
put
I don't know.
$4 or $5 million down.
I think it was $5 million.
Yeah,
I think Mattress Mac has a gambling problem.
Wasn't he the one that like
He does this all the time.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He had to
like give up some mattresses or something.
If you come in and buy a mattress in the Astros win the World or lose the World Series or whatever, the Dodgers win the World Series, then you get to keep your mattress for free, and if not, you have to pay me for it. And then it ended up going against him, and he lost like $3 million or something crazy.
One thing I will say is the guy is very good at promoting his business.
You're not lying,
right? I mean, it costs him a lot of money, but he's pretty good at doing it. So I'll give him that much.
His name is Mattress Mac. What do you expect?
Okay,
he's a marketing genius.
Some other NFL notes on this Friday: Julio Jones set to return. Boy, the Tennessee Titans are pretty happy with that, I'm sure. He'll be in action Monday night against the Buffalo Bills. Daniel Jones clears protocol for the New York Giants.
Dude.
He's like drooling on himself.
Dude. I'm just telling you what it says here. I didn't make it up.
He took 2 steps after the hit that he took, and it's like his body was like, I'm not doing this anymore, and just completely shut down.
Yeah. That's insanity.
I still can't believe that Justin Fields... 49ers, not Justin Fields. Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Didn't get a concussion on that hit against Arizona at the goal line. That one shook the world.
You want to talk about a dumpster fire? Talk about those 49ers for a second.
I don't want to talk about the 49ers. I'm giving NFL news and notes right now. Cleveland Browns running back Nick Chubb, calf injury, will not play against the Cardinals. So make the necessary fantasy football arrangements there. He's out of action. What else we got? Curtis Samuel's out for the Washington football team. Terry McLaurin is questionable.
Did you talk about
against
Christian
Kansas
McCaffrey?
City?
Oh,
Christian McCaffrey's going to be what out again?
Yeah,
I guess.
Hamstring.
Yeah. Still, well, I mean, when he first got hurt, it looked like he'd be out for at least 2 or 3 weeks. Then he said he was ready to play last week, and they said, "No, you're not."
Hey, your guy is out too, Mr. Chubb.
Yes, I just actually
you said
mentioned
that. One?
That.
Okay.
Good,
yeah.
I'm glad you're paying attention.
Did you hear it?
Nick Chubb.
Did you hear me with the sigh of disappointment over
yeah,
here?
No, I clearly missed that part, too. I didn't even know Chubb was mentioned. So.
Yeah, Chubb got a mention. let's see. I think those are kind of the big ones, unless there's something I'm missing. I try to just focus on the skill position players on whether or not they're playing. I don't think too many people play fantasy football with cornerbacks and linebackers, although I'm sure there's some. But I don't give a lot of those injuries.
Saw Richard Sherman come out the game yesterday after just signing.
Oh, I did, yeah. They both said that was a big deal.
Yeah, his hamstring. I mean, think about it. I mean, he didn't have any preseason. He didn't have any training camp. He just walked onto a field, you know. And one thing I could tell you about playing at any high level, there is nothing that can simulate game speed.
No.
And so your body... I'm surprised he got as far as he did into that game without his body like checking out. It's just that's a tough ask for a cornerback at that level to try to, you know, participate in what is week 5.
Yeah.
Those guys have had 5 weeks of game, four weeks of
game. It's a big deal in football.
Yeah.
It's not like you can't come off the street and play at the NFL level, or at least it's pretty tough. I mean, I'll say one thing watching the game last night. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive line
has to
cheat. They just have to cheat. Do they?
How would you go about that as a lineman?
I don't know what you do. You just hold and hope that the referee won't call it. Tom Brady doesn't get touched, and he never moves. He goes right back to pass, stands still, looks over all 5 of his receivers.
He goes through every one of his
right,
his
sees
options.
That Chris Godwin is open, but I'm not going to throw it to him, and finds Antonio Brown and throws it to him. It's It's absolutely insane. It's like he chooses who he wants to see who gets the touchdown rather than, you know, having to go to a certain receiver because he's got so much time back there to look around. It's unbelievable.
The touchdown to AB, obviously the line starts where it starts. He moved to his right, and it was like the entire line shifted so that it was basically a wall to his back. So he didn't even have to know who was coming on his backside. He could just sit there all day, and he found AB, and he gets into the end zone. But that's consistently how his offensive lines protect him.
It is unbelievable. I mean, I haven't seen him rushed in a game since the New York Giants in the Super Bowl, the year that he was lost a chance to go undefeated.
You generally don't see him rushed into the playoffs. That's the only time people start to push the line.
It's amazing. I can understand it, you know, week to week, you know, game to game once in a while. But in an entire season without anybody coming near you, and then just the other guy, Jalen Hurts for the Eagles, he goes back to pass, immediately starts running sideline to sideline, up to the line of scrimmage, back to the end zone, sideline, and his receivers in all of that time
never
get open. It's incredible.
Isn't it?
It's amazing how open Devontae Smith used to get at Alabama, but he didn't look open ever last night.
No.
And I honestly, not that I'm a big, huge, you know, follower of the Eagles, but I don't understand why they would be trading Zach Ertz because they need weapons. And they have a pretty good weapon in Miles Sanders.
Refuse to give it to him.
Don't give him the ball ever.
It doesn't make any sense.
Are you kidding me?
One carry in the first half.
One carry in the first half of an NFL game, and they threw him a little dump pass that went for a yard. Why even have him on the field? He's good. Nick Sirianni,
I think you said it at the very beginning of the season as it pertained to Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
I think you said he looks overmatched and overwhelmed.
I just don't understand how your game plan can include absolutely not handing the ball to an all-pro caliber running back and just putting it all in the arms of your quarterback to throw to receivers who can never get open.
You're like... he's got a year under his belt, but he didn't start until like the second half of the season. So
yeah, Jalen Hurts is...
It's not like he's got a whole lot of experience in his league.
You got to give him a little bit of a running game to help him out. And, I mean, if Leonard Fournette is going to have games like that, then Tom Brady is going to really be unstoppable. I mean, 34 for 42, Tony, and Fournette had 22 carries. I mean, the Buccaneers ran 73 plays last night. The Eagles ran 45. Miles Sanders had 9 carries in the game, and I think 8 of them were on the last drive when they scored a late touchdown. Philadelphia, they're stupid. Philadelphia, you're stupid.
They're stupid.
And Tom Brady, it is. It makes no sense. I mean, the NFL, the game isn't that difficult, you know? I mean, smart teams do the right things, and dumb teams do the wrong things.
Facts.
I mean, I just don't get it. I really don't. Tom Brady, I know that if you blitz him, he'll burn you. But I still say he burns you anyway.
So why not
Why not blitz him and at least rough him up a little bit, put a couple of hits on him? I don't even want to, you know.
You're not allowed to hit Tom Brady, though.
But then take a penalty because hit him. It's your only chance to win. It's like teams that punt on 4th and inches at the 50-yard line and then lose the game anyway. Go for it. Take a shot. And I think you got to blitz Tom Brady and at least get a hit on him. And if he'll burn you, he burns you standing still back there.
Yeah, you're not going
to
beat him.
So what difference does it make?
Yeah, you're not going to beat him most times unless you have the type of line that the Giants had where they only needed to rush 4.
Yes, they were the only team I've ever seen get to him.
That's your only shot.
On a semi-consistent basis.
And, you know, he does beat, because I remember, what's my man's name on NFL Countdown now? Former coach. Brother. He has a brother. Big guy.
Ryan?
Used to be a big guy, yes. Ryan used to blitz him all the time with the Jets. And he would still, when the Jets had a decent team.
Yeah.
He would still beat him, but at least he made it a little bit more complicated.
And a little more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady should look like he played in a game.
Rex Ryan, that's who I was
Rex Ryan is who you meant. Yeah, I mean, he should look like he at least played in the game. The guy he's having a picnic back there.
Yeah.
Come on. And I mean, you know, the Dolphins played him last week. They're just as dumb as the Eagles. Because they sat back there in coverage and let him just what, throw five touchdowns against them. So they're no better. I'm not just picking on the Eagles. It's just incredible what Tom Brady does week after week after week, game after game after game. It's almost like the other teams, part of me thinks that they, it's like, it's Tom Brady, he's great, he's going to beat us, so there's nothing we can do.
They just give
that up. Just, that ticks me off. I mean, as a competitor, I got to do something. I can't, anyway, all right, enough. Big Five is next. I'm getting fired up, kind of like Scraby talking about the Antonio Brown trade. But somebody, please lay a glove on Tom Brady before the season is over.
Go for his knees. It might not happen, just so you guys are
just go for his knees. Chris is just like done.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And the Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. Just wanted to start by shouting out a big-time listener of the show and the station, Mr. Boston Mike, all the way from Boston right now listening. He just let me know that
shout out to Boston Mike.
So, yeah, shout out Boston Mike. He also told me that before the season, he bet on the Red Sox to win it all. And his odds were plus 2,800.
So, I was about to say, those odds probably were worse than with the Giants.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, that was a big sigh of relief. That was a big sigh of relief. Las Vegas had last night.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
Yeah, it all makes sense now. There you go. The conspiracy theory.
It all makes sense now.
What did I step into right now?
Yeah,
it all makes sense.
Why did we bring that up?
Shout out to Boston Mike. So thanks for listening, buddy.
Number five.
Now that we are about to start the CSs in the baseball playoffs, we know the possible matchups we may have in the World Series. MLB.com ranked the possible matchups like this. Number four, Braves-Astros. Number three, Braves-Red Sox. Number two, Red Sox-Dodgers. And number one, Astros and Dodgers. So, Tony, how would you rank the matchups?
That's probably about it right there. I mean, we've talked about the Astros-Dodgers takes you back to 17, and Dodgers feel like they've been swindled out of a championship in a lesser, I guess a little bit in a smaller version, right? It's the same thing with the Boston Red Sox. They kind of ran the Dodgers off the field in that series. That was a sweep, if I'm not mistaken. Or the Dodgers won one game. They won one game in Boston.
28 innings.
Yeah.
No, they won the 18-inning game in L.A., the one that lasted till 6 in the morning.
That's right. That's right. That was the only game they
Muncy,
won.
Muncy, I think, hit a home run in the 18th inning. One of the longest World Series games ever played, if not the longest.
Yeah, I think this is accurate. I find it weird that MLB is actually ranking these.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like something they should be doing. By the way, we're Major League Baseball, but we just think any series that includes the Braves is going to stink.
Well, I mean, they're right. So,
yeah. You're probably not.
I would flip-flop the bottom two. I would put the Braves Astros ahead of the Braves Red Sox.
Yeah. That's but great.
Why are we so interested in the Astros? I'm curious.
Because they're a team you can hate.
Mm.
A good villain is good.
Give you
theater.
A villain.
Red Sox
although
are kind
Dodgers,
of villainy.
Some people would say the Dodgers are a villain.
Everybody's a villain.
I just think there's a lot. The storylines for the Astros Dodgers is
yeah,
as
that's
good as
the
it
one
gets.
That I think
it
it's
sells
like,
itself.
To me, that's a clear number one. Yeah. I think the other three are lagging far behind.
Mm-hmm. Clear number one. I wonder why that call went the way it did.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Something you don't hear about too often. Chris, is there a crying dog in the studio?
Sounds like there's some crying going on.
I know. It's really kind of crazy.
It wasn't me.
I mean, Tua's coming back this week, so you can't Giant be
fans.
That sad.
Giant fans.
Something Chris actually touched on this last break. I'm trying to get him to stop with that weird cry that he's doing. It's a really strange cry. Now, if you've never imagined what Chris cries like, you've just heard it.
I don't remember what I cry like. It's been a while.
As I figured, it's been a while. Your tear ducts are like, what?
They're dry, actually.
Okay. Chris just talked about it. Zach Ertz was traded by the Eagles last night, and they traded him. They made him aware of the trade before the game. So usually when this happens...
Is that right?
Yes. Usually when this happens, the player doesn't play, but they let Ertz play and gave him the heads up so he could enjoy it and soak in all the Eagles' glory. They traded, as Chris said, with the Cardinals, and the Eagles will receive quarterback Tate Gowan and a 2022 fifth-round pick. So, Chris, if he gets hurt, the trade is off. Is this a classy gamble by the Eagles or a stupid gamble by the Eagles?
To me, it's neither. To me, it's an unnecessary gamble by the Eagles. Like, I don't really think you had to do that. Classy or not. I mean, if this is still business. The guys know that. The players know that. I mean, you get traded. I mean, I can't let you play. That was an unnecessary gamble. I mean, if he gets, you know, knocked out, I mean, they lose the trade. So, I don't think they had to take this chance. I don't give him a lot of credit. I'm not going to say it was dumb, but it was unnecessary. And I do think the Cardinals made a nice move here because they lost their tight end, Max Williams, and they get a very good one in Zach Ertz. Yeah. This is a great trade, and you're going to be hard-pressed to ever tell me that the Eagles got the better of this deal.
No.
Unless the fifth-round pick next season is somebody
Brady.
Really, really – yeah, turns out to be like a Tom Brady because – fifth round picks, they make the team, what, once every 2 or 3 years?
Right.
I don't get this.
The Cardinals, that just tells me that they think we are into this. We can go deep in the playoffs.
But who wouldn't trade nothing for a Pro Bowl player?
Yeah. And, yeah.
Chris doesn't want to call it stupid. I'm going to call it stupid.
Yeah.
I don't. Where are we right now? Where you make a trade, and okay, let's put Philly aside. What are the Cardinals doing? You just lost your tight end.
You make a trade and you let them play the guy?
You let them play?
Yeah, good point.
It makes no sense at all.
Did the Cardinals know that they had made the trade?
I don't know the full thing, but I know that they told him.
Because the Cardinals are really falling asleep at the wheel here, right?
Come on, you make a trade, you basically get a steal, right? You're giving up a fifth-round pick and a quarterback, at least to this point, none of us have heard of.
Yeah.
And you're getting a guy who's been to a Pro Bowl or two, and you let him play in a game of football. This isn't baseball, where maybe you could take him out at the end of
he goes 0-for-2, right, and then you pull him from the game.
Yeah, right. You give him a standing ovation. This isn't that.
I have a question that I don't know the answer to, but it just came upon me. Zach Ertz played last night for the Eagles. Can he also play this weekend for the Cardinals?
Ben Higgins had a tweet. He said double fantasy points.
Yeah, I was going to say that'd be really nice for a fantasy player.
My guess is he's going to be kind of sore playing.
Yeah, but that is interesting.
That quick.
Can you play two games in a week? Can you?
I mean, I don't know about fantasy wise, but there's no reason why he can't play.
I don't see why he couldn't play. I don't know what the fantasy folks would do about that.
That would be crazy.
That would be really wild.
That would be crazy.
I'm trying to read through the story to see if it says anywhere that he can't play. The only thing I see in the story is that Ertz hasn't entered into any new contract negotiations with the Cardinals, and he was looking to rework his deal with the Eagles, but I don't see why he couldn't play as long as he's healthy enough
to
play.
I'm going to be looking for that on
Sunday.
That'll
be so weird if he gets in there.
The NFC West is just getting so difficult.
Oh, stop. You guys have no chance with or without Zach Ertz.
You know, it's real quick. You're not the only Niner fan that I am in constant contact with.
Oh.
Seems funny how the tune is changing a little bit about Trey Lance and them wanting him in the lineup now.
I've been saying that since day
you
one.
You have, but most 49er fans
they
were
have
clamoring
not been
for
that.
Him to be in the starting lineup.
I've seen too many rookie quarterbacks fail early and then never figure it out, and I just
sometimes the slow play is the better play.
I just want to add to this trade that I don't understand the Eagles making. They didn't think they could get a new contract done, so they've been looking to find a deal for him, and they've had a bunch of deals out there. But general manager Howie Roseman declined to give those other deals the green light because those offers did not reflect Ertz's value. But apparently a fifth-round pick and a cornerback who has yet to play in a game this year.
That's probably why we haven't heard of him.
Right. He was a sixth-round pick himself. Was
so
good enough for Zach Ertz.
A fifth and a sixth-round pick
you
got in the trade.
Basically is what you got nothing.
And he's trading it in his conference.
I don't get it.
Which is very
don't
weird.
Get it.
All right.
Maybe that's
just
why the Eagles right now.
I mean, Nick Sirianni and that stupid pen he has in his little visor just needs
leave his pen visor on.
His pen visor. The highs and lows of sports betting was on full display last night during the Thursday night football game. 95% of people bet on the over for Tom Brady's rushing total in the yards. The line was set at 1.5 yards rushing. So on 3rd and 1, Brady did a quarterback sneak for 3 yards with 2 minutes and 27 seconds left to go. Then he kneeled 2 times in a row for a total loss of 2 yards,
oh, no.
Thus placing Tom Brady's rushing total for the game at 1 yard, and all the over bettors lost. So 95% of people lost. If the NFL, this has been what's floating around now because people are hurt after they lost this
of
bet.
Of course. So there's some conspiracy
if the
theory.
NFL is going to go all in on sports betting, many say they should not count a kneel as a
knock
rushing
it
attempt.
Off.
Tony, should the NFL change the rule?
No, they should not, and people should stop being salty. You know, I close.
Work that into your bet.
You know it's going to be a part of it, right?
And you know it's Tom Brady, and you know he's probably going to be winning, so if he does do a kneel down, maybe you should bet the under.
Chris, is there a part of you that thinks the people that make these lines, they laugh at one like this, like,
yes,
we're going to get a whole bunch of people.
Oh, yes. They laugh. They're sitting there in the sports books last night when Tom Brady's quarterback sneaks for 3 yards, and 95% of the people are celebrating because they've just won the bet. The guys upstairs are going, not so fast. Wait till he kneels down a couple times at the end of the game.
Did you notice on the third kneel? I don't know if you guys watched it. I watched the third kneel. He stepped forward a yard. So,
you think he was trying not to lose more yardage?
No, I'm not saying anything like that. But if you look at the box score, it goes 3 yard gain for Tom Brady, 2 minute warning, -1 yard, -1 yard, no gain. So he finishes with one.
It'd be funny if that crossed his mind. He's like, huh?
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Those guys really don't know the odds. I mean, at least I never knew players knowing the odds when I was around teams. But I'm going to say this. One rule I'd love to see the NFL consider is at the end of a game, if you kneel down, the clock stops, which would then prevent games from ending on a kneel down.
But
to me, you'd have to rush the ball, hand off, and gain yardage. In the Arena League, that's a rule. So if the other team's out of timeouts, you can't run the clock unless you gain yardage. And there's a way still that the other team can get the clock stopped if they can stop you for a loss.
I don't know. It just seems...
Don't like?
More car crashes just don't seem like...
Well, see, I'm not concerned about the car crashes. What I don't like is a fantastic NFL game. And last night was a good game. It wasn't a classic. But what I don't like is when there's a great NFL game, 47-42 or something, and the final 2 minutes on the clock are just kneel downs.
Yeah.
I wish there was a way around that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
That's it. That the whole big five?
Oh. No. Kickers in the NFL have had a... They have a pretty good gig if you make kicks, and more importantly, if you make your PATs. So prior to kickoff on Sunday Night Football on Week 5, last Sunday, between the Bills and the Chiefs, kickers had missed 12 extra points in Week 5. That ties the league's Super Bowl-era record set in Week 11 during the 2016 season, the year after the NFL moved PATs back to the 15-yard line. So, Chris, on a scale of 1 to 10... How important is the PAT to a team in today's NFL?
10. I mean, come on. You got to have that point. It's huge. It changes the entire complexion of games. I mean, you miss an extra point, then the next time you go for a two-point conversion, now you're 2 points behind. There's so many games that I see get down to the end. Teams down 6 points because they made two-point conversions. A team's down 9 points because they missed an extra point. Extra points are crucial, and I like the fact that they're not automatic anymore.
I do, too.
I actually don't fast-forward through extra points anymore. I watch to make sure that, you know, the guy makes it.
What did
so,
it used to be? It used to be like a 19-yarder?
Used to be, in, yeah, it was a kick from the 9-yard line
and
or whatever.
And now it's 15
It's 37 yards now.
I think it's a big deal. It's a huge deal.
Sure it is.
10, I'd say 10 on the scale. It seems like every week. There's multiple games where guys miss field goals, and it completely changes the complexion of how teams attack both sides at that point. So,
and it could come in a point in the game where they score with like 30 seconds left.
Right, and a lot of times what I like about it is because a lot of those kicks are missed early in the game.
Yeah.
And it just seems like you won't notice it till the end of the game. You're like, oh, man, they're only up two.
Yeah, remember that point they lost or the second point they lost because they had to go for a two-point conversion? Yeah, I think they're huge, and... that's why kickers are, you know, make pretty good money to not actually. I mean, the old saying, kickers aren't athletes and they're not part of the game. Yeah, they're a pretty important part of the
game.
They may
not be athletes,
I hate to tell you, pal, but they're
important.
Pretty important to whether you win or lose.
Number one. All right, real quick, this number one is coming to you because we have one thing that the playoffs has exposed is Max Scherzer being shirtless all the time.
Scherzer?
Shirtless Scherzer. And so I think it goes back to J.R. Smith when he was with the NBA and the Cleveland Cavaliers won the title. He didn't have a shirt on for like a month. So, Tony, who is better, shirtless J.R. Smith or shirtless Scherzer?
I think it's shirtless Scherzer.
It's so unexpected.
Because, you know, he doesn't have the same type of build JR does.
And he's on it. JR's tatted up.
JR had muscles on muscles.
Right.
Didn't
he's embracing it, though, no matter what.
It's good for the rest of us in the world.
I like it. Go ahead, Max.
Thank you, Max.
What do you think, Chris?
I also appreciate the lack of tattoos for Scherzer compared to JR Smith.
No, you're right.
I think one or two tattoos looks good. I think a whole body full of them. I'm still yet to come around to that.
All right. Well, that is the Big Five. When we get back, more Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.